The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Chidi?
Whoa.
Hi, Chidi.
What's Chidi doing here?
Well, it's Friday. We want her to hang out.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, my gosh.
We need an extra person for Chug Wheel to throw somebody's name in here. That's 8:20 this morning. All right, first talk back of the day.
Hey, JV Show. It's your boy, Stuff from San Diego. So all this talk of Firefest has been giving me flashbacks here. First, of what the old guy was willing to do for the water in the documentary. Hence, we should definitely talk about in Wild Thoughts there on Tuesday. Secondly, that when the announcement was made, Graham was said it quite confidently that, oh, this was going to go off without a hitch there because of what happened in the first one. Hopefully no one took his advice and bought tickets. Sorry, buddy. Anyway, happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Happy Friday. Yeah, you did say that.
Look, I stand by that because to me, in my mind, you have to be the world's dumbest person not to be able to roll this thing out seamlessly, given what happened the first time.
Yeah.
Because all eyes are on you. All you have to do is roll this out and have it be, I said this yesterday, the lineup doesn't need to be crazy. It doesn't need to be the coolest festival that ever happened. It just needs to operate smoothly.
Yeah.
Based on what happened last time. And they've already screwed it up. So apparently they are the world's dumbest people in charge running this thing. Because what a disaster. I still think it happens at some point. But what a joke. Leave us a talk back if you bought tickets to this thing. I guaranteed nobody will. Because nobody has bought tickets
yet. I don't
think
so either.
Especially when they put the starting price so high. You haven't instilled much confidence based off the first one. And then tickets are like $1,400 or whatever. Who's spending that?
No.
So.
No one.
He wanted it to be like all influencers, I'm sure, probably. Like, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to make sure we have enough time for our one of our favorite things we do here on the JV Show. Fridays. Happy we can bring it back. It's Chidi's tweets.
Yeah, I'd like to do a dramatic reading of our buddy Chidi. She tweets a lot. Her Twitter is still very active. Her ex is still very active. She's the only one on there that I could find in my feed. So she's still tweeting. So I like to read them. Well, it's official. I'm enrolled at USC.
Yes!
I have questions.
Oh.
So you brought this up last week that you had applied and gotten accepted to USC. And this is a master's program, right?
Mm-hmm.
You said this is you're going to be doing it remote, right?
Yeah. It's all online.
So you are, do we get to then call her the University of Spoiled Children? Because she's not really there. You know what I mean? She's remote.
Yeah, but there is classes that I have to go online. Like it's virtual on Zoom.
You have to sit through.
Be in a room with some of the other spoiled children.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And I think that counts.
Okay, my real question is though, are you, now that you're going to be at a new university, are you going to join a new sorority? Because we know you are a member of a sorority right now. Are we allowed to talk about it? Because we got yelled at because we weren't allowed to talk about it because they have a secret sign or something. And we weren't allowed to talk about the sign or whatever. But now you're at a new school. New sorority, right?
Same rules apply, Graham.
Yeah, same rules apply, and no new sorority.
Why not?
Because I can't change the sorority. Like, I'm a lifelong member.
Yeah, but what
you're a sister for life.
But don't you want to be a part of your new community, your new university?
Can you join more than one? I don't know how this works. Maybe a stupid question. Like,
I think you can if it's like an educational one.
Yeah, they're not running a background check on you. Like, I see you're a member of Delta Gamma. No. We're not going to let you over here at Pi Beta Phi.
They probably will.
But maybe the first one's like, you belong to us and nobody else, you know?
Stop it. This isn't the mafia.
Like I said, I don't know how this works.
Well, whatever. They do have a secret song. I know what it is. It's not that secret. Was literally thinking about my leftover pizza all day. Someone just had to eat it. I literally want to fight. OMG.
That is the worst feeling.
It is.
Who's the culprit?
My cousin. Oh, my God.
Who does that?
He eats all our leftovers, so you have to hide it. So I hid it, and then I was so excited. I'm like, okay,
where was your hiding spot? Like, under the couch? where does one hide a pizza?
It was still in the fridge. It was still in the fridge.
But that's not a very good hiding spot.
It was up in our upstairs fridge, our mini fridge, and I try to hide it underneath, other food.
So your cousin just roams around the house.
He still found it.
Just looking for leftovers to eat. That's very strange.
Did you confront him about it?
No. No.
Why not? It's your pizza.
Yeah, it's a fight that I don't want to fight. it is what it is. It was one slice, but
That's even, that makes it even worse.
That was the very last one.
Yeah, and you were thinking about it all day.
I really was. I was starving too. I was like, oh, I'm about to eat this pizza. I'm so excited. About to put it in the microwave.
God, my house in college, that would have gotten you stabbed. You cannot. There were very strict rules about taxing other people's foods. No taxation without representation. You could not just go in and tax someone's food unless it was the week after finals. A dead week.
Whoa.
I think it's dead week, finals week.
Then you're trying to clear the fridge?
Yeah, because everyone's going to be gone for break. So it was open taxing season.
And okay. Cheetah, you got to start reheating in the air fryer.
Ooh.
Game changer.
If I have leftovers left.
Then there's that. You have to have leftovers.
Yeah, have a better hiding spot.
Yeah,
hide it under the couch next time.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
So, a fire captain with the San Jose Fire Department was arrested yesterday after being named a suspect for tampering with several controlled substances in the department's possession. He was booked for a burglary, endangering a child, and a narcotics violation.
Not good.
This is not the same captain that sent his guys over to the Pink Poodle back in 2022. Oh. Both San Jose Fire Department, but that was Captain William Tugnazzi.
Yeah, shout out to him. He's more fun. The San Francisco Giants had to settle for a 2-2 series split after they lost yesterday to the Phillies in Philadelphia 6-4. The team's now going to travel back to California, but not here. They have a 3-game set against the Angels in Anaheim this weekend before they wrap this long road trip and finally return to Oracle Park on Monday. Tonight's first pitch against the Angels is at 6:38.
Oh, Matt! Woohoo! Some patchy fog is out this morning. No drizzle today, you guys. Highs will be in the mid-60s. And good news, the weather is going to warm up some more this weekend. And by Sunday, we'll have sunny skies for all of your Easter festivities.
Nice. Yay! Hey, Cancer Bestie!
Hey!
Your day today is going to be a 9. Did Chidi just light up?
Like, yeah, yes. I'm a Cancer.
Okay.
She did.
Chidi, now listen to this. Discover something new about someone familiar in your life. You might discover that they share your visions, dreams, and even fantasies. Be warned, it could get romantic.
Oh,
that's what she wants.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
Okay, well, that's the goal for her, but maybe not all Cancer Besties out there. Maybe they're not looking for that right now, but watch out. It could.
Question. Because Chidi is back with us Fridays, at least we hope, you know, this can be an every Friday thing. Do we give her back her 4 segment to do the horoscopes?
Oh, that's a good call. Yeah, that would really lighten my workload also because I don't believe in any of this astrology stuff. So it'd be more authentic coming from someone that does.
I think it would. Just something to think about. Yeah. Something to think about.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What?
So we can talk about who's going to be at our Great and Pool party now, right?
We can?
We can.
We got to really build this up. We got to, like, build the excitement. Got to build, like, to, you know, get it, you know, get the people into it. Get it, you know, like, you know, do what you can to, like, really pump it up. Are you ready?
Yeah. We were born ready. So we told you have Memorial Day weekend.
Yep.
Graham, myself, Jess. Chidi, are you going to come party with us?
Yeah.
We're going to be at Graton Resort and Casino. They have this pool party series. Think of Vegas pool party, but in the Bay.
Yes. We did a couple of them last year. They were incredible. Yes. So much fun.
So May 24th, we will be there partying with Steve Aoki.
You timed that all wrong because like, the music ran out. Let's try it again.
Out of the music. Okay.
There we go.
So May 24th.
Yep.
Myself, Graham, Jess, our buddy Sheedy, we're going to be at Graton Resort and Casino. They have this pool party series.
Yes, it's awesome.
Think of Vegas pool party, but in the Bay.
Yeah, we did a couple of them last year.
Yeah, amazing. So much fun.
Yes.
And this time, next month, we'll be partying with Steve Aoki.
Let's go!
Woo! So we'll have your giveaways kicking off Monday morning here on the JV Show.
Is he going to be kicking people in the pool?
I hope so.
Wait, kicking?
Caking.
Oh.
Have you?
Yes, yes.
You know about this, right?
Of course.
The guy's a legend at throwing sheet cakes.
His aim,
I don't know how he does it.
Is impeccable.
I want to try it basically because he's so accurate and you can throw cakes so far. It blows my mind. Like, I literally want to buy a cake at Safeway sometimes just so I can
try it.
To see how he does it. I feel like my shoulder's going to break, though.
Maybe you can try
it. I got to talk to him about this.
Start practicing, Graham.
Yeah.
It is going to be so much fun. So, again, be here Monday morning for that chance to hang with with us. So according to a new survey, more than 50% of people have gone on a date with someone who looks very different from their profile pictures. How is that number not higher?
I feel like that's got to be right around 99.9%.
Yeah, a little more than half, 54%, say that they've ended a date early or declined a second date after realizing, I feel like you're, like, you know, kind of catfishing me. You don't look like your pictures. Chidi, can we see your dating
app I will pictures? Say there is some filters on there. Let me see. Yeah, you don't look like this right here.
No, okay, I'm looking at
what? Also, that's mean.
You guys. No, she looks beautiful in real life, IRL, and in pictures. But I'm looking at you, you know, and I got the pictures you don't.
Listen, I have a lot more makeup on there, a little filter. Yeah.
Wait, you have one where your phone is covering your whole face.
Yeah.
What's the purpose of that?
That's a good question.
Wait, so look at my hair.
Oh. Yeah.
If I look, just, I've never been on the dating apps, thankfully, but if I was and somebody was posting a picture with their phone in front of their face, I'm having reservations about it.
Yeah, what is the point of that picture?
Well, I thought it was cute, but
and I like the
pictures showing my face, later. Though.
I love how 45% of people are like, well, my profile pictures look close to my actual looks.
It's got to be really damn close. Otherwise, I'm going to feel like I'm getting catfished. Wouldn't you have that feeling? Like, unless it's really close, unless it's very close, and I get you're putting your best foot forward. You want the picture to be the best. And so, like, there's an understanding there that this is the best picture of you, likely, you know? Like, we know that this is the best we're ever going to see you, right? So we are prepared there.
But you know what a lot of people do is they don't update their pictures. Like, a lot of the pictures, you know, according to this survey, you know, they're from like a year ago, 6 months, you know,
or
maybe
back in college when they were ripped.
Years. So that's what it is. So then they outgrow those looks. Maybe their weight fluctuates. Maybe, you know, they get plastic surgery. I don't know.
But you think that's purposeful, though, that they're not updating the pictures?
Yeah, right. When I was on Tinder, I didn't look like my pictures.
What did you? Why aren't we showing? We're looking at Chidi's pictures.
I don't have those pictures anymore. I don't have the profile.
What was different about them? Was it like filters or what?
Filters. They were also like pictures that were at least a couple years old.
Did your now husband think anything differently?
No, he didn't say anything.
He's like, are you sure?
But it was for the best, because those are pictures, you know, before. Those are pictures even before my nose job. So then meeting me in real life after the nose job, like, you'd be like, oh my gosh, it looks even better in person, you know?
So really,
I was doing them a favor.
So you were lowering the bar and then exceeding expectations. Interesting.
That's a good strategy. But also, that's why it helps to get somebody's Instagram or other types of social media, because then you go and you stalk them on there. They have more real life pictures on there, I feel.
Go to their tagged. Mm-hmm. You'll find them.
Yes.
Oh. She knows all the techniques.
Do you do that?
I hadn't thought of that. That's a good idea. Well, I mean, because it seems very shallow, right, for a guy, well, for anybody to say, to break off a date early, mid-date, because they don't look like what they thought they were getting or not want a second date. But do you think that's fair or foul? Because you are going on a date with the assumption that you're going to go on a date with this person, and then a totally different person arrives, basically.
This might sound bad, but I think it's fair. I mean, at least for me personally, that initial attraction is, like, really important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I agree. But it does seem, like, really shallow when you say it out loud. Like, I'm not going through the rest of this date. You are
unless the date went really, really well and you genuinely are feeling that person regardless of their looks. I mean, that's possible, too.
I guess it is, too.
I've never encountered that.
But wouldn't you also feel, like, a little off-put, like you've been lied to? Like, it's almost like...
I guess, yeah, but it's...
You're starting off on the wrong foot, in other words, because I felt like
it wasn't with bad intentions.
Yeah.
It's not a complete catfish. Nobody's like, oh, I'm going on here to trick everybody. No, you just want the picture that you feel you look the best in. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but sometimes I'm telling you, they're taking too much creative license, and I feel like you're purposefully deceiving me.
Now, is it okay to bring it up to them and ask, like, hey.
Ooh, no.
Hey, where's your hotter sister that I think you stole the profile pictures from?
It does happen. 10 to 12% of people say that they've been told they don't look like their profile pictures on dates.
That's dangerous.
I could never say it.
I couldn't say it either.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I think I'm too like polite. I could never break off a date midway through.
No.
I'm going to see it to the end.
Me too. Are you paying still?
Yep.
Oh. Wow, Graham. Quite the gentleman.
You ain't getting a call back, though. You don't look like that.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So, Drake. He is still complaining about Kendrick Lamar.
Shut up!
You know this lawsuit with Universal Music Group where he's claiming, you know, the song was defamatory and Kendrick used bots and right. this and that. He's complaining about Kendrick having a more successful diss record than his were. Anyways, he just filed an amended complaint where he is specifically mentioning Kendrick's Super Bowl halftime performance, specifically when he performed his song Not Like Us. Drake says this performance assassinated his character and says that Kendrick not saying the word pedophile in his performance really backs up his claims that the song is defamatory. That's why he had to exclude that. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been allowed on the broadcast. And he says that because this was the most watched halftime show in history, that he basically introduced this song to like a whole new set of people who weren't really like familiar with him.
Everyone,
I know everyone just thinks he's a pedo
already.
Well, there is like, I think all that is just a bunch of, you know, crybaby whining.
It is.
But I mean, a bigger audience did learn about their whole beef. I mean, you have to think, like, we know about it, and you know, a lot of young people across the country all knew about the beef and what the song was about and everything, but you have to understand what the Super Bowl audience is, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, that is all of America and middle America and people of all ages that really didn't know fully into it, and the, you know, the firestorm of media following that performance really educated them about
right.
what it was all about.
I get it. It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
But like, you also said things about Kendrick, and had your songs mm-hmm. taken off, people would have yeah. thought he was like an abuser and like all these things that you were making up.
Oh, exactly. No, I'm not defending Drake.
No, I know. I know you're not, Graham. But if the tables were turned, it would be the same thing, except Kendrick wouldn't be crying about mm-hmm. it. Because that's just what comes to the beef that you started.
I know.
And right. anybody given that platform would have performed their biggest song
Thank
at
you.
The moment. So Drake, take the L. Just come out
and
with some more new music.
Quit whining.
Yeah please.
It's so funny where rap beefs are in today's world. Like old school rap beefs, it would be like diss track, diss track, diss track. Okay, then someone shoots the other person.
Yeah.
Diss track, diss track, diss track, and then somebody shoots the other person. I mean, I'm joking about that, but I mean, kind of. But today's world's like diss track, and
lawsuit,
cry to the media, cry to the lawsuit, counter suit. You know, like, what are you doing? If you want to be in a, if you're willingly engaging in a rap beef and you're making mm-hmm. diss tracks and stuff, you don't get to go then cry about it. And,
so annoying. But, label, you know, it's exactly what I would expect from Drake.
That is
true.
Good.
Do you know what I mean? It's
yeah,
Drake.
It's on
Drake.
Brand.
Speaking of the halftime show, Lil Wayne says he didn't even watch it. You guys remember that people really wanted him to perform because it was in New Orleans, and then obviously the gig ended up going to Kendrick Lamar. Well, Lil Wayne talked to Rolling Stone, and he says the NFL literally like dangles the opportunity in front of him. He thought he had it. He said that the NFL persuaded him to be more visible on the celebrity scene. Like, to perform, you have to do a bunch of things, hang out with these celebrities, you know, kiss this person's behind, and this person, hang here, just be seen. He was like, I'm not Drake, I don't do that stuff, but he was doing it for the NFL, only for them to say, we don't pick the performer, Jay-Z does, and then Jay picked Kendrick.
Do you believe him that he didn't watch it?
I do.
I think he watched it. He's a huge sports fan. It's the Super Bowl. You mean to tell me he was watching the Super Bowl and then turned it off, changed the channel to the Puppy Bowl at the halftime? Yeah. Like, get out of here.
I believe he said he was out somewhere like playing pool and like it was on, but he had like no desire to go like check out the performance.
I just think that you can't blame them for picking Kendrick though, because Kendrick was having like the biggest moment.
I know. Yeah. That's what you have to understand. But still, I feel for Lil Wayne. Grammy,
I think independent, like to Justin's point, I think independent of what everything surrounding Kendrick, I think he probably would have had a much better chance again. He probably would have gotten it, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Kind of independent, all that stuff happening.
Probably.
But they had to pick Kendrick.
I know. Yeah. Grammy, what do you have?
All right, Warriors fans, make sure you find all the Easter eggs early and slap that Easter ham fast, because Sunday is all about game one of the Warriors-Rockets first-round playoff matchup. The Warriors, we know, got into the playoffs as a 7 seed in the play-in tournament, while the Rockets, they had a really good regular season, finished in the 2nd seed. But here's what's really interesting. The Warriors have actually opened as betting favorites to win this series. A 7 seed hasn't been favored to beat number 2 seed in the first round of the playoffs since 1988. It's probably because up until partway through the season, the Warriors had won 15 straight regular season games against the Rockets. That changed this season as they traded a couple wins with each other. But also because the Warriors have, well, you know, Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler and Draymond, guys that have been there and done that and won championships before. While the Rockets starting lineup, I think their average age is like 22. Very, very young team. Not to say that they're not capable of winning this series, but they are a very, very...
The newbies.
They're a very young team and inexperienced when it comes to, obviously, high-level playoff series. Game one tips off at 6:30 Sunday evening. Who do you guys got?
Warriors.
Warriors.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, me too. Obviously.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. I just want to say, moist.
Ew.
That's definitely one of those words that just...
Don't.
Appreciate the talk back. Feel free. Anytime.
I was not expecting that.
Yeah, leave us a talk back. Please do.
I love how you can leave just like literally anything in the talk back. Whatever you want to say, just say it.
Moist. All right, let's get to What the Bleep, where you can win this JV Show chug mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleep.word. As always, when you think you know what it is, you want to leave a guess, you do that on the talk back on the iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Yep.
I am addicted to black. My husband was fine with it at first for obvious reasons, but it's getting out of hand. Out of hand.
Wow.
I can't stop.
It doesn't seem like something that would bother him, but okay. All right. Think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, this is a family show, you sickos, so keep your guesses PG, and then leave your guess with your name and your city so we can shout you out when you win, or we like to shout out people when they're close to winning also.
That's right.
But only one person's getting that JV Show chug mug this morning.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, back to What the Bleep, where you can win a chug mug. All you gotta do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, if you think you know what it is, you leave your guess on the talk back mic on the iHeartRadio app. In case you missed it, here's today's clip. I am addicted to black. My husband was fine with it at first for obvious reasons, but it's getting out of hand.
Oh.
It's out of control, you guys. All right, let's go to your guesses.
Hi, good morning, JV Show. Is the missing word Black Friday? Have a great day. This is Norma from Oakland. Bye.
Black Friday.
You like getting those deals on Black Friday, Slater?
I actually don't do...
Punching old ladies for a big screen TV.
I actually don't do Black Friday
shopping, really.
Yeah.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Yvonne from San Jose. My guess is black licorice.
That's one of the most popular guesses this morning. A lot of people guessing that, and I take it from your reaction, you don't like that, which is surprising to me because black licorice screams kind of old lady candy a little bit, and you like Almond Joy, which screams old lady candy louder than anything.
Black licorice is just so disgusting. Like, how can anyone eat that trash?
It's not my favorite.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Thea from Berkeley, and I think that the answer to the bleeped out word is beans, black beans. Have a great day.
Yeah, is that why he doesn't like it?
That's not it. That's a great guess. Black beans, yes. That would be troublesome if your partner had a bean obsession.
Yes.
And the whole house was filling up.
That ain't it, but great guess. Continue to get those guesses in on the Talk Back mic. We're going to play more of your guesses coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep. Well, all you got to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word, and this chug mug is yours. Now, if you missed today's clip, here it is one last time. I am addicted to black. My husband was fine with it at first for obvious reasons, but it's getting out of hand.
What's the problem?
Well,
I would be happy if I was him. Right?
If it's all you wanted to do.
Oh, okay, maybe.
I'm still on board. Yeah, what are we talking about?
Well, let's go to your guesses and see what we think we're talking about.
Morning, JV Show. This is Grace from San Bruno. I think the bleeped out word is blackjack.
blackjack. Oh,
that's a great guess.
That would be an issue, I think, if I'm like out here losing all our money.
Well, maybe you're out here winning all the money. That's how I look at it as a glasses half full kind of guy. Yeah. And speaking from somebody who has been addicted to blackjack before.
That's a great guess.
Hi, this is Isa from Richmond, and guess the bleep out word is black coffee.
Black coffee.
That was probably the most popular guess this morning behind black licorice. Everybody guessing black coffee. Selena, do you ever drink your coffee black or do you always have to add a bunch of stuff to
it? I feel like it's blackish. I just put sugar.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. But not, you know, it's not fully black, I guess.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Yesenia from Northern Nevada. My guess for the bleeped out word is leggings. Black leggings.
Oh, I am addicted to those.
That was another popular guess of people that know you. And thank you for leaving that talk back from Northern Nevada. A little vague, but I was able to search by geographic region, and JV Show is number one in Northern Nevada as a region as a whole.
Yeah, so. Love that. Thank you so much for
appreciate
that.
Appreciate you.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Kat from Dublin, and I think the bleeped out word of the day is mirror. That show is off the chain. Happy Friday.
Yes, Black Mirror. Here's today's clip unbleeped. I am addicted to Black Mirror. My husband was fine with it at first for obvious reasons, but it's getting out of hand. All I want to do.
It's so good.
It is a good show.
I don't blame you.
I was pitching it to my wife last night because I was like, we should start this. Like, let's start. Everyone's talking about it. We got to do it.
Yeah.
I didn't get the reaction I thought, but it's not ruled out. I can tell. I think I can get her on board.
At least to try it. Mm-hmm. You know,
at least
watch an episode.
First episode's really good.
Yeah, see, I need, if that's good, then I can get her, like, get it, you know.
Yeah.
Get her pulled in there.
Right.
Lock it in, and then I'll get caught up. Because, you know, it's on my list. It's definitely on my list.
You have a long list, Graham.
I know. There's a lot of things I need to be watching. All right, let's give some shout outs.
Let's do it.
All right, first and foremost, Kat and Dublin. What's up, Kat? What's up? Have fun in Dublin this weekend with your brand new JV Show Chug Mug. Well, it doesn't arrive that quickly, right? But maybe next week you'll get your brand new JV Show Chug Mug. Nice job.
At Jess's pace.
Yeah, that's true. She had the very first correct answer this morning. A few other people came with the correct answer too, but they weren't as fast as Kat. Tracy D in San Mateo. Tracy D, what's up? She had it, so did Richard in San Jose. Bronte and Martinez had it, so did Mello in Vacaville. Megan in Santa Cruz. JV Show still number one in Santa Cruz. Simone in Clear Lake had it, so to Daniela. She didn't say where she's from. She doesn't have time for that, but she got it right. So did Cindy in Oakland. Ruby from Cell City, it said, but I don't know what that means, but maybe I just misheard that. John in Daly City said mirrors, but black mirrors. You know, he was right there. He knew what he was saying, but he just like misspoke, but he gets it as well. Can I give a couple other honorable mentions and shout outs first?
Please.
Zachary was, he threw a guess in, black licorice, I believe. He's listening from Tucson, Arizona.
Nice.
I had to check. JV Show number one now in Tucson.
Yes.
We were number two there for
thank
a while,
you so much.
But now we are number one.
Yep.
So thank you,
you just
Zachary.
That scale. Thank you.
Other guesses this morning that I thought were really good: hoodies. Obviously, they know you, Selena. You wear
that's
a black hoodie every day,
that's
and you
my
are
thing.
One today.
I black leggings and black hoodie today.
Virtually every single day. A lot of people guess black nail polish, black jelly beans. One person guessed holes, and then a few people guessed black pink, which is a music group.
Great
right?
guesses, you guys. I love that.
Interest in astronomy, like, you know, interest in black holes, Selena?
They
are fascinating when you really dive into them.
Yeah, I haven't done a dive into a black hole,
you haven't really gotten
so,
in there and
yeah,
felt
not
around.
Really. I don't know much
okay.
about
would
that.
Would you like to explore that at some point?
Anyway? Yeah.
I mean, possibly in the future.
Okay.
I'm not ruling it out.
Okay.
You know, thank you everybody for playing with the bleep. We're going to do it again Monday morning right here on the JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are the JV Show and we are commercial free. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. And who do we have on the phones?
Good morning. This is Kim.
Hi, Kim. How are you this morning? Happy Friday.
Good, thank you. How are you?
We are good. Really excited for this weekend because there's so much happening. Do you have any fun plans? By the way, anything going on for Easter?
Just visiting family.
Love that. That is very, very important this weekend. Well, we hope you have a great time. And we also hope you win some of these tickets.
Yep, we have 4 tickets to the California Academy of Sciences on the line today for you, Kim.
All right, it's the JV Show's Yup Nope game. We're going to ask you 4 trivia questions. Just got to get 3 correct. You can do this. You got this.
Okay, sounds good.
Question number 1. What type of nut is used to make Nutella?
D's.
Hazelnut?
Yep. Not D. Maltese nuts, Graham. Oh. Yes, but close. Just, very close.
Just a venture, just a venture guess. Nice job, hazelnut. Wait, does anyone know what a hazelnut looks like?
No.
I have no idea.
I think it's a very smooth nut.
Oh, just go on in great detail, Jess, and show us that, make that hand motion that you just did.
I think we should move on, actually.
Yes, please. Question number two. The Outlander, Mirage, and Eclipse are just a few of the car models made by what car company?
Mitsubishi?
Yep.
Yeah. Good job.
Good pull. That was kind of a tough one.
All right, question number three. Now listen to this. E equals MC squared is a mathematical equation that was created by what theoretical physicist?
Albert Einstein.
Yeah.
Ourselves a real smarty pants on our hands based on what happened earlier this week on the show when people couldn't get anything correct, and then she's dominating. She's already won the game. This last question, just for funsies, and you probably get this one too. Question number four. The Magic are an NBA team that play their home games in what city?
Orlando, Florida.
Yeah.
Nicely done. We needed that on a Friday.
Yes. 4 for 4 and another 4 because you just got these tickets to the California Academy of Sciences. They have, they have Dino Days right now that you can enjoy.
You're very welcome, Kim. We hope you have an amazing weekend. Have fun with the family. Hang on for that winning.
You guys, I'm actually going to go to the California Academy of Sciences today.
You're
Speaking of how lucky she was right there to win that 4-pack of tickets, because I reached out and I was like, hey, we're giving away these tickets on the show, and like my kids really want to go. It's their spring break week. They haven't done anything fun this week. I'm taking them to the California Academy of Sciences for Dino Days. Could I, you know, lowly Graham here at iHeartMedia.
Right, can you get some free tickets?
Graham from Wild 949, just like get a little 4-pack my way. And do you want to know the answer that I received?
Can I guess?
Yeah,
it was. Was it a big no? Yeah. Same. I had to pay when I took my kids too. Hella expensive, by the way.
So, easy. There's a sponsor here.
But worth it. You know, let me finish
obviously,
my sentence.
Dino Days.
But shout out to Kim. That's going to be a lot of fun. All right, Graham, we got some birthday shout out.
You know we do. This one's actually not a birthday, but it says, Graham, longtime listener mom in your DMs. Can you please give a shout out to my baby girl, Ashley? She got her license 3 weeks ago and is finally driving us on our commute from Morgan Hill to Mountain View. We're listening to you guys every day and we love you all. Have a fantastic day. And that's from mom, Anna. So happy for congrats on the license. And then congrats to Anna for getting
a
new
big deal.
DD.
Who gives a fart?
All right, another one here. Hey, Graham, mom in your DMs. Wanted to ask if you could please give a birthday shout out for my daughter, Sophia Maldonado. Happy 10th birthday, Sophia. You're sweet, you're smart, and you're slightly allergic to cleaning your room, but we wouldn't change a thing. Happy birthday, baby.
Everyone?
That's from mommy and daddy. Love you so much. Happy birthday, Sophia.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hey, Graham, we listen to you guys every morning on the way to school. My son's birthday is on Sunday, April 20th. Was wondering if you could give a birthday shout out. Happy birthday, Gael. Probably.
Okay.
We love you. We hope you enjoy your 10th birthday. Love mom, dad, and Benny. I probably should have.
Who gives a fart?
Prepared for that one. Another one here. Good morning. Can you guys help wish my daughter a happy 11th birthday, Ariella? You are a beautiful, strong, talented young athlete. Keep thriving, mama, and all you do. Mommy and daddy and sister Violet love you. Happy birthday, Ariella.
Who gives a fart?
Good morning, Graham. Can you please wish my son Ivan a happy birthday today? He's turning 7. He loves listening to you on our way to school. We love him so much. He's such a smart and kind young boy. He loves all things dinosaurs, Pokemon, and Legos, and we hope he has a some birthday fun. Love dad, mom, and sisters Sophie and Lily. So happy birthday there.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Good morning, Graham, Selena, and Jess. Will you please help me by wishing my son Carson a happy 13th birthday today? Carson is smart, funny, and has the kindest heart. We love you to pieces, Carson. Love mom, dad, and Jack. So happy birthday,
Carson.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hi, Graham. Hoping you can give a birthday shout out to our supervisor, Grace Toyomura, aka Frogs, from the Richmond District YMCA. She fills our office with laughter and always shows genuine concern for our team. The passion she has for youth work and developing others is admirable. Have a great day full of celebrations. That's from the RDY Youth Development Fam. So happy birthday, Frogs.
Who gives a fart?
Another mom in my DMs, mom in my DMs. Any chance you can please say congratulations to our daughter, Alana LaCorte. She won Student Citizen of the Year at her school, Independent Elementary in Castro Valley. We're very proud of her. Love mom, dad, and mom. That's Phil and Janice and little bro Chase. We love listening to you guys every morning. Love playing along to the Yep Nope game. So congrats to Alana.
Who gives a fart?
One more here. Good morning, Graham. Happy Friday. Can you do a birthday shout out for my son? Happy 9th birthday, Miguel. We hope you have the best day at school. We love you so much. That's from mom, dad, Kendall, and Willow.
Woo!
So happy birthday,
Miguel.
Who gives a fart?
Yeah. That's a great point.
Yeah. The JV Show on on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station.
Hello, JV Show. Just wanted to leave a comment, mostly directed towards Graham. I don't know if you remember, but last year, the Kings eliminated the Warriors in the play-in tournament. You guys ain't lighting up no beam now. And plus, the 49ers and the San Francisco Giants might be able to make it to the finals, but they never win anything. Unlike the Warriors, they've won it 4 times in the past 10 years.
Want to respond to that, Graham? A
couple things I can address there. Yes, I do remember when the Kings eliminated the Warriors from the play-in tournament last year. I remember that very well. I remember when the Warriors eliminated the Kings from the play-in tournament this year. Oh, wait. No, that didn't happen. We are very excited about the Warriors. Warriors are my second favorite team. Like, ease back, bro. I root for the Warriors. I will
all
be rooting
time,
for them the entire way. I love Steph Curry. I love the entire team. I've supported them all through the years. But, like, I'm not... I can't go against my own. I rip on people that jump ship and change teams and are bandwagon fans. I grew up a Kings fan. I'm sorry. That's where my allegiance lies. So I will Kings first and then Warriors second. Now, I do take offense to the end there where he takes a shot at the Niners and the Giants and says they haven't won anything. I don't know that, yes, the Warriors have won 4 times in the last 10 years, but there were these years, and the years that come to my mind are 2010, 2012, and 2014 when the Giants won the World Series 3 times in 5 years. You tell me they don't ever win anything? What are we talking about?
That was a long time ago, Graham. Nobody remembers that.
Okay, but don't we remember that? Like,
no, I do.
Put some respect on
our
Giants.
Graham, take a deep breath.
Sure.
Okay, just breathe. We are going to get to today's hottest trending, which is coming up next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Sorry, Chidi. Sorry, habits.
Got you Celsius and everything.
I know. She walked down the street and grabbed some Celsius.
Happy Friday, Chidi.
Sorry, Chidi.
Oh, my gosh.
Chidi is joining the show today. We hope that this becomes an every Friday thing, and I promise I will learn to quit talking over you. I'm so sorry. I want to remind everyone, coming up 8:20, yes, it's Chug Wheel.
No.
But also, your chance to win tickets for Russ and Big Sean. That's coming up.
Hottest Bay's trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So there is a certain thing in the background of one of Selena Gomez's pictures that is going viral.
What is it?
Well, I'm going to get to that. So first, April 5th, Selena posted this carousel on Instagram. I'm not sure what took so long, but finally somebody decided to zoom in on one of her pictures. It's Selena lying on a couch, and there's just all this junk behind her sitting on a windowsill. And lo and behold, there is an intimate item that I think Selena forgot to put away. Now it's everywhere, including our story, JV Morning Show, if you want to go check it out. But it's a bottle
is
of...
Is it the Destroyer 250?
No.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Is it the...
She put that one
Poundomatic 4000?
No, she forgot to leave that one out. That one's put away in the
closet.
Got
it, got it, got it.
This is a bottle of...
What?
Something slippery.
Ooh. Oh!
Ooh. Like what?
There's like a bottle of KY. If you know, you know. It's just there on the window. Like, ew.
What? Why is that?
And
who
it's
keeps
not
that on
full.
The, wait, who? Yeah, it's not full. Right.
It definitely has been used.
Oh, wow.
Who keeps
this? Oh, my gosh.
Who keeps this on the windowsill?
I don't think they keep it there. I think they used it. You know, there's a couch right there.
No,
and they just set it down and forgot about it.
It clearly seems like they do keep it there, given the amount of other stuff that is stored
That's
on this windowsill. There's other bottles of other things there, and like... Looks like on top of the couch, there's a similar amount of junk there, too. Like, it looks like a soda can and maybe a water bottle and some other stuff. It seems like these people just store all their stuff just like, I don't... This picture gives me anxiety.
Yeah, it's giving hoarders, and this is exactly how I... This is, like, how I would think Benny Blanco lives.
I totally
agree with
that. You know
what I mean? But not Selena.
So you think they're just, like... Right there on that couch.
I don't know.
You think that's why there's so many blankets on that couch? Because it's a white couch.
To create a barrier, definitely.
Yeah, it's a white couch.
Yes.
They probably like record a song, then like break. Record a song, break.
Right.
Oh my gosh. I am so grossed out right now. I am so grossed out. But that is on JV Morning Show. That's our Instagram. Make sure you give us a follow. Everything we talk about is on our story. Quick question for the ladies in here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Would you let your man hang out with Sexy Red?
Nope. No.
Why not?
Never.
Nope. Because The only thing she likes to do is go to Pound Town.
Oh, that's right. Oh, the town called Pound.
So she recently had a birthday party, and Justin Bieber was there partying with her. Now, this was, I want to say, like, over the weekend. But there's a new clip that is getting a lot of attention, and this is on our Instagram story as well. Justin, he looks like he's having the time of his life. Biggest smile anyone has ever seen on this man's face. And he gives Sexy Red a kiss on the cheek.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a lot of the comments are like, oh my God, why do you look happier with Sexy Red than you do with Haley? Or like, hey, I forgot you even knew how to smile.
It is the happiest I've seen him in a
yes.
long time.
Yeah. Sexy Red did react when somebody commented, like, saying that Justin doesn't smile like that with Haley. She just said, yes, he do.
Yes, he do.
That was it. He reposted these videos and pictures and stuff to his Instagram, and Haley did comment. She left like heart eye emojis.
Of course, because she had to.
Had to, yeah. That's a PR move.
But I ain't letting my man hang out with Sexy Red. Sorry.
The last time I saw Bieber this happy was when he was sitting in that tree in Central Park feeding the squirrels with no shoes on. Like, that's the happiest he's been.
And it does look, in the video, it does kind of look like either he's drunk or he's on something.
He definitely is. I mean, this is a party. Mm-hmm. That's what people do. Yeah. But
you know, people have been concerned.
I just feel like it's unfair. Like, Haley is a new mom. She's at home with the baby. Mm-hmm. And you're out partying with Sexy Red. That's a definite no-no.
Mm-mm.
Come on. You should know better.
To embarrass her.
I know.
I just think back to, like, the weekend before, and she's driving around in the golf cart at Coachella. It's like, she's the chaperone for him and his buddies to, like, party at Coachella.
He's like the child.
And then he's out partying with Sexy Red right after that.
Like,
I think somebody had commented on the video saying, Haley's probably waiting in the car outside for him.
Exactly.
Aw. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, if an earthquake hits the Bay Area today, just know that you've been warned.
What do you mean? I'm not ready for this.
Well, it's been predicted. There's an account on social media that posted this 48-hour warning. Major earthquake is likely in San Francisco Bay Area, most likely within 75 miles of Santa Cruz, California. You could save lives by warning everyone you know in San Francisco Bay Area. Don't stay silent. Share the warning now. Okay, now look.
Hold on.
Again,
hold on.
This is just a social media post. It's not any kind of official warning. If it was official, we'd play this.
That's how
Wait,
know.
I already played that. I already played that once.
Dang it.
But we know predicting earthquakes is about as real as astrology. I'm kidding, astrology lovers. It's about as real as Bigfoot. I'm kidding.
Hey, Bigfoot is real.
You cannot.
Bigfoot was on stage with Megan Thee Stallion last week in Coachella. Right. Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. I take that back. Well, you cannot. Predicting earthquakes is not possible. But the reason this post has gone kind of viral is because today is the anniversary of the 1906 earthquake in San Francisco. That's a kind of a big deal in San Francisco history, obviously. It completely leveled basically the entire city with earthquake and then the subsequent fires that sparked off after that. Now, but the real reason this thing went viral is because earlier this month, they posted a similar message stating that a large earthquake would occur in Southern California between April 14th and the 16th. Then we know a 5.2 magnitude earthquake hit the San Diego area on April 14th. So they got that one right. Now, people have dug into this site and looked back, and dude, they've swung and missed like a lot of times. They missed a lot of other predictions. They did get that one right, which is a little unnerving, and now they've made this one. So just take that for what it's worth. And this is a good reminder, officials say, to always be prepared for the next big earthquake because, of course, we live on very active fault lines here in the Bay Area. So you should always be prepared, have a plan, have your supplies ready, know what to do in an earthquake, know where you're going to meet up with the family, know how you're going to connect with them. Be prepared for all those things. That's a very good reminder for that. But like, if it did happen today, and again, this is not an official reminder because if it was official, we'd play this. That's how you know it's official.
Well, you just did play
it's official now.
Dang it. Okay. Yeah, I screwed up.
I don't know if it's the same account, but I saw a video and supposedly somebody asked Siri back in 2021, like, what happens on April 22nd, 2025? And Siri says that there's going to be a big earthquake in the Philippines.
Whoa.
Scary. And so that, I mean, it's kind of freaky
Siri's
to hear.
Siri's dropping predictions now?
I don't know
Chat if it's... ChatGPT's reading my palm earlier this week?
I don't know if
what
it's
is
real.
Happening?
I don't know if it's real or not, but I'm getting to this, that all the experts are saying, look, you cannot predict earthquakes. You don't know when it's going to hit. There's no way to know 24 or 48 hours in advance. So everyone just
unless you're a
relax.
Psychic, in which case we should play this.
Right.
Oh, no.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Friday to you. We got you crazy cash on standby. Your chance to win $1,000. I know you could use it. Before we get to this big news.
It's huge, you guys.
Yep, something big happening for Graham and his family. Before that.
Good morning, JV Show crew. This is Selena from Richmond. Cheating! Excited you're on today, and I hope you do come back every Friday. Love you, Chidi. And also incorporate her more, guys. Talk to the big boss men and be like, we need Chidi. So many people miss her. All right, love you guys. Have a good morning. Happy Friday.
Just know that we feel the exact same way. We're so happy that Chidi is here today. I'd love to have her every day, bosses, if you're listening.
We have someone to make Celsius runs for us.
The best way to kickstart this really is Friday's ratings. Just let's watch them just blast off. So everybody, make sure you're tuned in with us at 6:05 on Fridays, right when we sign on, because we do Chidi's tweets then. There's a lot of funny stuff with Chidi early in the show.
So she chugs at 8:20.
She's going to chug.
Every Friday.
Our favorite part.
Coming up. So when Friday's ratings blast off, we can go to the big bosses and be like, see, I told you.
Look at this. Check out the spike in ratings right here.
Mm-hmm. That's the Chidi effect.
All right. So what is going on? Gosh.
All right, you guys, this is huge. This is huge. This requires the proper setup here. This requires the proper setup because, you guys, this is huge. After two very long, stressful years, my check engine lights in my 2001 Toyota 4Runner are no longer on.
Yeah!
The codes have been rectified.
How'd
you
do it?
The repairs have been made, and my car is past smog, and once and for all, I can finally get my registration and be out there not driving
dirty.
You
can quit getting pulled over,
Quit getting pulled over. Yeah, quick shout out to DNA Automotive in Novato. That's where I always bring my 4Runners. They've worked on them over the years, kept them running. They run forever. Mine has 346,000 miles on it.
Oh, my God.
By the way, and she's ready to go for another 100K. So all my guys, Marco, everybody at DNA, shout out to you guys. It was a tricky one, catalytic converter and an oxygen sensor and some other stuff, but then they were even overjoyed. They jumped up and down. A lot of high fives when it passed smog yesterday because they made it happen. So thank you guys. So look, that car ready to go. But now that's not even the big news. Ooh. But again, I love DNA. They're a great shop. But anyways, you guys, that's not even the big news, because the big
news. There's more?
I don't know what got over me yesterday. I think I was riding such a high looking at my dashboard with no check engine lights on it that I grabbed Kate and we drove down and we got a new car. It happened, you guys.
Finally happened. We have to give some context. You think Graham's car is old as hell? So was his wife's. Okay, they had the exact same old-ass car.
For people that listen to the show, they know that I had a 2001 Toyota 4Runner. She had a 2002. That's part of the reason I think it worked out relationship-wise. I mean, I stalked my wife for like 7 years, but then when she finally agreed to go on a date, I picked her up in the same car that she owned, and I think that was a sign.
It sealed the deal.
Because she believes in that kind of stuff, and I think that was the sign. So that works. So she has a 2002 Toyota 4Runner, and we talked about it over the past couple weeks. She finally said, because as it was starting to have some problems, she said, you know what? I'm done. She's driven that car for 23 years. Ooh. And she's like, you know what? It's time for me to move on. I'm slightly embarrassed of my car now when she goes to work. Work meetings and stuff. And so it's time. And we talked about this. And I brought up, look, maybe for her birthday coming up and Mother's Day and things, I'll get her the car. I can't buy it outright. So she'd have to make the payments. And you guys, you cackled and cackled. And said, that's not a gift. So you know what? I just include her in it. And we, you know, had a wild hair up our nose yesterday. And I'd been looking around at the Ford Mustang, the Mach-E. It's an electric car. And it's time for us to go electric. And there was an incredible deal not too far away on one, a Cadillac Marin. They had one on the lot. And I was like, this is the color that Kate likes.
What color is it?
It's like a really, really dark gray, like a graphite.
Okay.
And, you know, this is basically the car you want, low miles, in great, great, great condition. Thing is beautiful. It looks brand new. I was like, well, let's go down there and take a look at it. They close at 6:00. We got there at like 5:40. And I was like, I don't think we're really going to have time to make this happen. But maybe if we really like it, maybe we can talk to them and then come back tomorrow and get it. But you guys,
Yes.
And look, I haven't bought a car in, it's been a long time. So I didn't know what to expect about the car buying process. And I went down there ready to fight. You know what I mean? I went into the bathroom there at the dealership before I would talk to anyone just to hype myself up.
In the mirror, like, and, hey.
Yeah. You have one shot, on business, one opportunity.
Okay. Stand on business, Graham.
And I went through all my lines, you know, like, I'll walk off this lot right now. If you don't give me that deal, I'll walk out of here. Yep. And I was prepared to, what's the best deal you could give me on this car? I had everything worked out.
Yep.
And then if all else failed, I figured I'd just fight the sales guy, right?
Oh,
right.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, then they sent Alex out, the sales guy there at Cadillac Marin. And Alex is like the nicest, coolest guy ever. And I was like, well, we want to look at this.
You can't fight
We want to look at this. Well, he's kind of buff, too.
Oh, so yeah, like, especially because you get beat up. Yeah.
And I was like, we want to look at this Mach-E Mustang. Like, what do you think about it? And I'm like, here we go. Here's the sales, you know, the spiel. And at the end, I will end up fighting him. And he's like, dude, this is a really cool car. I actually drive mine. There's mine right over there. And so his car was parked four away from it. Same color, by the way. He's got good taste. So, like, talk about somebody that knows everything about that car. I'm like, what do you like about it? What do you not like about it? What do you think? What do you think about this one? And we really got, like, some insider knowledge on it. So, like, that was super cool. Then I still thought, okay, now we go sit down at the desk. And that's where we really are about to iron out our differences. And I'm going to lay the smack down on this guy. But you know what? Alex is like, I'm going to do this. And I'm going to get you a hell of a deal on this car. Watch this. And you guys, he did it. And we couldn't. And even then, I was like, don't you close in, like, 30 seconds? I didn't want to go right. home. He's like, you know what? Don't worry about it. Let's get this done. And it was awesome. So we sat there. And it's a shout out to Cadillac Marin. Look, they're not a sponsor of the show or anything. I just want to give them props because they made the car buying experience for us super, super awesome. It's like, I don't know. It was super seamless. It was super easy. We literally were out of there. And like, I wanted to ask him, like, was this the fastest sale ever? Like, is this the fastest way? And he didn't even roll his eyes when we were like, can we put this amount on this card? And then she's going to write you a check from this account on this one. And then if we could give you another card for this, and do you take Best Buy gift cards? Because I have a couple of those. He didn't bat an eye at any of that. Shout out to
great.
Alex. He's the man. He took care of us and he got it done. And he didn't laugh at us with our different forms of payment. I was like, have you seen someone write a check like that before? Anyway, so Jess has her hand up.
Yes, I have a question.
Sure.
Did the car have a big giant bow on it like you said he would for your wife? Because, I mean, it is a couple weeks before.
Before you answer that, is this going to be part of a gift like you had pondered and we were like, I don't think that really counts if she's going to be making the payments on it. Is this, after all, going to be like her Mother's Day gift, birthday gift, and anniversary gift?
And here's the problem.
Oh.
Because I brought her there with me, and like then it's not really a surprise, and then we both put our names on the title or whatever you call it. It was kind of like...
Okay, so it's not.
That was just a joint couple purchase. So now I'm still on the hook for a birthday gift, a Mother's Day gift, and an anniversary gift coming up.
She's just living her best life. Look at what she's going to be.
Of which there is no budget for either of those three things. But Kate was super excited. And just to answer your question, yes, I got the big bow.
Yay!
I didn't know that they had one, but Kate was like, hey, we got to take a picture in front of this thing. Uh-huh. And Alex, shout out again to Alex, he went and got the big bow. We put it on the car. I'm going to post it. I got to post this in a little bit. And I'll tag Alex in it. But we did a picture, he and I in front of the car, and then one of Kate and I in front of the car. So,
Kate deserves it.
And then just the like, I know we're out of time here, but just to say how funny it was, because again, we're coming from a car that's like literally a World War II airplane technology into a spaceship, which is today's electric cars that are all screens and like the stuff. Poor Alex, we had to ask him so many questions. I think, at that point, because they closed now, he wants to go home and he's like, and we're just like, but how do you turn the headlights on? How do you unlock this door? How do you open this door? Where's the button for that? Is there a button for that? I felt like I was like a 90-year-old man, like learning how to drive for the first time.
So you can
technology. You scary.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, you can finally plug in your iHeartRadio app, do all of that stuff in your car.
Yep. It's all there. Wow. And it's all seamless. The car's dope. I'm super pumped on it. Super pumped for Kate because she'll get to drive that. I will still be in my 2001 Toyota 4Runner. But if you need a new car or a used car, they have a bunch of used cars there on the lot at Cadillac Marin. Shout out to them.
Very cool.
My boy Alex. What's up, Alex? What's up?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Melody.
Hi, Melody. Happy Friday. How's it going?
It's going. Just dropped off the kid at school.
Mom,
and
no kid.
To work soon,
oh,
so.
You still have work, though. Oh. Never mind.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you are caller 20. Congratulations. You just got two tickets to see Russ with Big Sean and Sabrina Claudio. Congrats. That's not
awesome.
It. Melody, you are going to be playing our Chug Wheel game, which is always fun for you. For us, not so much. By the way, we are going to give you a Chug mug for playing along with us this morning. Here's how it works. We send Jess out to the streets and she asks a random person 8 questions. We're going to go through each question one by one. We're going to stop down. And if you can guess what that person on the street said, you get a point. All right. You get 4 points total. You win the game. And then one of us is going to have to chug something off the chug wheel. Graham, what do we have on the chug wheel this week?
All right. On this morning's chug wheel, we have something called Pain is Good Hot Sauce, which sounds painful. We have the soup du jour, which, of course, is the soup of the day. And today, I checked with the JV Show chef. It is cream of asparagus again.
Ew.
We have something called sauerkraut juice, lemon juice, a new entry on today's wheel, ginger clove carrot jar juice. I don't know what that is. And today's featured item is gravy. And it's going to come from that dry package thing. And we're going to shake
it up. That's disgusting.
And then the only real safe space on the wheel is dealer's choice. You land on that, you get to pick whatever thing you want to chug.
All right, Melody, are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right, so let's find out who Jess talked to.
Hi, my name is Danny. I live in San Francisco.
Danny, our boy Danny. All right, let's get to question number one. Everyone listen up.
Do you know what team the Warriors are playing in round one of the playoffs?
Melody, do you think he knows who the Warriors are playing?
Yes.
Houston Rockets?
All right.
That was an easy
one. 1 point for you.
All right, question number two.
Do you believe in the 5-second rule when it comes to food that's been dropped?
Melody, what do you think Danny said? Does he believe in the 5-second rule and drop food?
You said yes, Melody?
Yeah. Yep.
No.
Ooh.
You said no. Smart man. That's disgusting.
I think he's lying. Dudes love the 5-second rule. Go 6 seconds, 8 seconds, 10 seconds again.
All right, next question.
At what age should kids stop getting Easter baskets?
That's a good question.
Melody, what do you think he said?
8.
8?
8.
Yeah, 8 years old.
Seems kind of harsh.
16, 17?
16 or 17.
All right, that is 2 incorrect and 1 correct for Melody. Let's go to the next question.
Do you think Easter baskets for adults are cool or corny?
Cool or corny? What do you think he said?
I'm going to say cool.
Cool.
No! You got 2 points!
2-2 right now.
My heart is pounding.
I know, mine too. All right, let's go to the next question.
420 is on Sunday. Will you be celebrating?
Ooh, what do you think he said, Melody?
I think he said no.
Yes, I will.
Ooh.
Yes! No.
That's 3 incorrect. Oh, Danny will be celebrating 420.
Will you be celebrating, Melody?
Absolutely not.
All right.
All it takes is 1 bad experience, and you're like, never again.
Nope, my anxiety, no way.
Same.
That's fair. All right, next question.
Nearly a quarter of Americans tinkle in the shower. Do you?
What do you think Danny said? Is he a shower tinkler?
Yes.
No.
I thought all guys were.
I think he's lying about that.
Probably.
Yeah.
Every guy goes.
How many points does Melody have?
She has 2. She's got 4 incorrect. She's got to get the last 2 questions correct to win the JV Show Chug Wheel game.
All right, let's get to the next question.
Who would you be more scared to have as your Uber driver? Britney Spears, Kanye West, or Joe Biden?
Oh, my God.
That's a great question. Melody, what do you think he said? Britney, Kanye, or Joe Biden?
That's a hard one. Britney.
Kanye West.
Wow.
quickly, can we stop down on that question for a second? Really quickly around the room, who would you be most afraid of if your Uber pulled up and they were your driver? Britney, Kanye, or Joe Biden?
Britney.
Joe Biden.
Britney, for sure.
I think Kanye.
No, Kanye wants to live.
I get stuck in a 2-hour rant and I'm like on a 10-minute drive. Like,
right.
Dude, can I get out?
Like, it would suck, but as far as like, I'm scared for my life, Britney driving, definitely.
Yeah, that's true.
Did we just win the Chug Wheel game?
We actually, for once, have won the game.
Thank God. Melody, you should play every week. This is amazing.
You're the best, Melody.
Yeah, thanks, Melody. I hope you have the best weekend ever.
Yeah. We are going to be sending you a Chuggy Muggy. Thanks so much for playing along with us. And we hope you have an amazing weekend. What are your plans, by the way?
She's hanging out with her family.
Yes, yeah. My son, my family, and honestly, I need some sleep.
Yes.
I love that for you.
Yeah, well, I hope you get some sleep.
Thank you, appreciate
it. Well, and other sleep too, but I don't know. Melody, hang on. Hang on for all that winning. Well, that was fun, you guys.
That was.
I like not having to
chug. Best Friday ever.
Do you remember when you asked her what her plans were, and then she said she's hanging out with the family, and then you asked her what her plans were again at the end of that?
Did I?
Yeah.
I think so.
In the beginning, you asked her.
Oh.
Hey, maybe her plans had changed throughout the game, right?
That's right. Yeah, no, some new things could pop up along the way.
Oops.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Friday. Graham, that's great news. I thought you were going to tell us that they finally moved that old RV off your lot. You can't have that piece of junk hanging out next to your new car now. Congratulations anyways. Have a good day, guys.
Yes!
Yeah, that's a good point. The Herbert family purchased a new vehicle yesterday. Pretty exciting news for my wife. She now is going to be driving this morning a new car.
Yay!
She's so excited about that. And to let you update everybody that's followed the old rusty RV story that's on that's been sitting on my property now for 7 months, it's still there.
Oh my God.
Yeah, still there.
Yeah, one of Graham's friends came and dropped it off for one night.
Supposed
that
to be there
turned,
for one
turned
day.
Into 7 months.
Yep. And here we are.
I love that. All right, so Easter is on Sunday.
Woo-woo.
According to this, 64% of people prefer to receive chocolate over a non-chocolate candy for Easter. Which one are you? Chocolate or like you like gummy, sour type of stuff?
I want the non-chocolate.
Me too.
Hit me with all the gummies.
Me too.
Oh, sour chocolate. Gummies. Both, honestly. But gummies preferred.
Same. You're more of a chocolate person, Chidi.
But like you get that big chocolate Easter bunny thing. It's enormous. It's way too much chocolate, more than anyone should ever eat. And then you just like start gnawing on whatever end of it that you're eating. And then like
69% say you should start with the ears, not the feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's accurate.
I think you start with the ears. But then where do you... Because you can't eat that entire thing, right? And so you just, what do you wrap it up in foil with like your toothy gnaw marks
you
on
put it? Back.
It's gross. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, or like you cut it with a knife or something?
My thing with those is most of the time, it's just the chocolate. They don't have anything interesting in there, like...
No, they're just chocolate.
You know?
And a lot of times, they're even hollow on the inside.
Yeah.
It's
just
like the outside. Yeah.
Shrinkflation.
What about the giant...
thanks, tariffs.
The giant gummy bunnies.
No.
Like, that's too much.
That's doing too much, too.
Like, no one can finish one of those.
Mm-mm. And then, like, your slobber's just on it, and you wrap it back
and
up and start slobbering on it again the next day.
Listen, when you guys were younger, did you used to do that with, like, those jawbreakers, though?
Of course.
Isn't that so disgusting to think
get
about?
Get a piece of saran wrap and that one...
And just save it for later.
A jawbreaker was the size of a baseball, and you'd lick that thing halfway done, and then you'd wrap it up in a piece of...
anything.
You know, whatever you could wrap it up in. And then the next day, you just... right back to licking again. Disgusting.
Chidi, you never did that?
No.
What? Jess,
you missed out.
You did, right? Germs didn't exist back then.
No. They didn't. It was different. The world was different.
23% of adult people prefer to celebrate Easter by organizing activities for kids. It is more of a kid, you know, holiday.
100%. You know? That's what it's all about.
What are you guys doing for Easter, by the way?
We do an Easter egg. Well, the Easter bunny, you know, wake up, see what the Easter bunny brought. That's the most fun part of the morning, at least for me, because they, you know, our Easter bunny usually gets a little like clever, and there's usually sort of a scavenger hunt with clues that leads them to their baskets, which is always fun to see them kids running around the house like crazy, trying to decipher what the clues mean.
I like that.
Which is fun, and that's really cute. And then we go to the in-laws, and then we set up an Easter egg hunt for the kids there. The Easter bunny ain't got time to hide all the eggs at that point. He's tired or she's tired, and we hide the eggs for that one.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
I told my mom already that I'm going to church with her on Sunday morning.
Oh, you shouldn't have said that. Now you have to.
And she likes going to the 7, I think it's the 7 a.m. mass.
Oh, my
God.
So
early. I know. After I said it, I was like, oh, am I going to want to wake up at that time?
It's too late.
Yeah.
Bummer signing up for that whole religion thing.
Yeah.
Really comes back to bite you on some of these when you're up at 7 a.m., 6:30 in the morning on a Sunday getting ready.
I really like what my family's doing this year, although I don't know if it... I guess you guys can let me know if it's weird, but, like, because we have so many people that don't live in town, my family, if you don't know, we're, you know, from Salinas. Mm-hmm. And but so many of us are like driving into town that when we have holidays or any get together on a Sunday, it sucks because we have to leave so early. You got to drive back home.
Yeah.
You can't really drink like that. So this year, for the first time ever, we've just moved the Easter party to Saturday. So we're doing all the egg hunting and everything Saturday. But is it weird to not celebrate on actual Easter Sunday?
No, that's a way better idea.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So
that's what we're doing. So
move Easter to a, it should be the last Saturday, you know, of the month. The Super Bowl should be on a Saturday. Yeah. All these things
Halloween.
That we've turned into drinking holidays, let them be on a Saturday.
Every holiday.
And or everybody gets the Monday following off,
yes,
which I'm not,
that would be nice.
Which I wouldn't be opposed to.
Where do
to.
I sign that petition?
So, Selena, you're going to be partying Saturday night and obviously wake up early for church on Sunday morning.
Yeah,
right?
What time do you go to church on Sunday? Oh, no.
I didn't make the stupid mistake of telling my mom I was going, so.
Yeah, but what about, you know, Sky Daddy?
Yeah.
You're
going
to have to rectify
Here's
that with
thing.
Him.
Me and Sky Daddy have a personal relationship where I don't need to go somewhere to, like, you know.
How personal?
Yeah.
I mean, not like that, you sicko. How dare you talk about Sky Daddy like that?
So you're not, but you're not going
not
to church.
Not a big spiritual, yes, not a big churchy type of person.
Got it.
I feel like there is a difference.
Okay.
But we'll get into that probably never here on the JV Show, because why would we?
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by Stanford Medicine Children's Health, Access to Excellence.
So Ben Affleck is opening up about, I guess, where he and J-Lo stand today and the relationship they have with each other's kids. I just want to say I am very, very impressed. And the fact that he's even talking about this, it makes me wonder if maybe someone on his team is like, hey, Ben, you have to be more likable. You have to seem a little more happy, because that's what it's giving. But either way, I love what he had to say. So he was at a movie premiere this week for his new movie, The Accountant 2, and he revealed on the red carpet that not only his kids were there, but he brought J-Lo's kids along too.
Oh.
Right? Like, I did not expect that.
Interesting.
And when, you know, the interviewer commended him for that, he said, for the record, J-Lo is spectacular. Great to my kids. Great ongoing relationship with them. And I love her kids. They're wonderful. She's enormously important. She's a tremendous person with a lot of integrity who I adore and I am grateful to. And I'm thrilled all the kids are here with me.
Okay. So just not enough to be
he
with
said,
her,
it's
though.
The joy of my life.
Oh.
Yeah, the relationship with the kids, the joy of his life. Yeah, so they didn't work out, but I think
Ben Affleck used the words joy of my life?
Yes!
Ben Affleck?
Yes!
The notoriously grumpy, cigarette-smoking,
yes!
sour-faced, giant back tat Ben Affleck
that one.
Said the joy of my life?
That's why part of me is wondering if someone on his team is like, hey, you have to come off a little more happy.
I think the joy of his life has been smashing chicks that he pulls out of bars over the years, right?
Ew.
I mean, that seems to be the joy of his life.
But either way.
All right. He's a family man now.
I love that the kids still can have a relationship with each other. Khloe Kardashian was asked who gets paid the most on their reality show, The Kardashians, on Hulu. Let me know if you guys believe her answer. Because she was on the Call Her Daddy podcast. And according to Khloe, they all get paid the same amount. And she was like, is it true that it's all equal pay? And she said, yep, it's true. Are you guys believing that?
Nope. Kim and Kylie.
I could see it only because they have already accrued such massive wealth. You know what I mean? Like, they're not like, oh my God, I can't wait. I'm waiting on that paycheck to come in from, who has them now, Hulu?
Yeah.
I'm waiting on that Hulu check because I don't know how I'm going to pay my rent next month. You know what I mean? Like, they already have so much money. This is not meaningful income to them, right?
At
this
point.
Right. They make their money elsewhere. They've
yeah,
already made
businesses
more money.
And all that.
Their money compounding in interest is making more money than whatever the show is. I'm just assuming.
I guess the way I see it is like, who has to be on the show for people to watch? And I think Kim.
Kim.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think there's been a season where she's not in there. I think there could be a season without like Courtney, possibly Khloe. But I think Kim and then Kylie, like, they're the top ones.
Yeah, we can do without Kendall too.
Yeah.
But again, I think it's just like a group thing. Like, we all doing this or we not? Because I don't think they're like, I was thinking about doing the show with my family here, but only if I get paid more than, like, I don't, I mean, they're petty, but are they that?
Probably not.
They're billionaires.
This is something I totally believe. Khloe was also asked, who requests the most edits on the reality show? And can you guys ask to have things edited out? And Khloe said, yes. They don't edit out storyline things. Like, they're very authentic when it comes to that. Chloe did have a good point. She said, look, there's a lot of things I would have loved to not air that were very personal, but they had to air. Like, and we know that. Look at her relationship with Lamar and all that.
But that's what makes reality TV. That's
exactly. And that's why
they didn't want to air, Kris Jenner will make it air.
No, I think it's the opposite. I think I was going to say Kris probably gets the most edits. Because she doesn't she like to be super photoshopped?
Well, that's what Chloe said. She said every once in a while, or probably more than that, that Kris does request edits.
For sure.
But not storyline things. It is vanity. She doesn't like the way she looks or 100%. Things like that. She says, though, Courtney requests the most edits out of anyone because she says, like, way too much. So she has them take out a lot of likes as she's talking, and she still says like every other word, but to leave some of them in.
Like, can you imagine like being like an editor on like this show and like every 2 seconds you're trying to like take a like out of the way that like they're talking about stuff? That would be, I feel bad for anybody that works on that show and edits for that show because you know
it's
that
so much.
They each have edits that they want made about their appearance. We know that. And so they must constantly be retouching every single frame of everything. And then angles. I don't like the angle. They must go back and reshoot so many of those scenes.
Probably.
And then so much work has to be done polishing it to make them look, you know, super
flawless
perfect.
And airbrushed and all that.
And I didn't even think about like all the lights.
All the lights, I know. Like, by the way, I know you have stories as well, Graham. Really quick, the Kardashians sent Lauren Sanchez a gift for flying to space.
Oh, she deserves it.
They got her a $7,000 UFO orbiter bag.
Oh my gosh. With,
covered in geometric crystals and promises to turn heads in any orbit.
I hate them.
Congratulations on going to space. Here's a new bag.
What company makes a $7,000 UFO bag?
It was designed by Judith Lieber.
Of course. Yeah, of course it is. And she deserves that. I mean, she took a 10-minute, you know, rocket ride on her billionaire boyfriend's rocket. She needs something to commemorate that, right? As if she doesn't have enough. Her
congratulations to her.
One of the richest guys on the
really
planet.
She really needed that. Yeah. Graham, what do you have?
All right, more Waymo driverless cars likely coming to a city near you. That's because the company wants to expand in a big way, and they have the support of a lot of local politicians. Waymo planning to expand out of San Francisco into San Jose, Campbell, Cupertino, Milpitas, Pacifico, the Peninsula Hills, and Los Gatos. The company's applied with the California Public Utilities Commission. They're the ones that oversee all the driverless robo-taxis and things like that. And if it gets approved, which I think it will, because San Jose mayor and a lot of other local leaders are all saying, yes, we are here for this. Even San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie, he is supporting the company's expansion plans to be able to offer their services into SFO, to be able to take Waymos out of the city into SFO. That was an obvious next step as we working here in San Francisco in the SoMa see Waymos at intersections often outnumber regular driver a car with a driver in them.
I feel like they sleep in a parking lot right here around the corner from our station.
On
every
Fifth
once
Street.
In a while we'll drive by and they're like all glitching and they can't get out.
It's the best. They get in these. They must experience the same frustration we do whenever you're leaving a big event, right? And everyone's trying to get out of a parking lot. That happens at this Waymo lot, but it's all driverless. And you wonder if inside that AI or whatever's driving that thing is just raging because they'll throw it into reverse. You'll see one car reverse to try to get around the other one. And then that'll cause the next car to reverse. And it causes a chain reaction. Yes. And sometimes I sit at that light and just want to pull over and just get out and record it because they all get jammed up with each other. It's hysterical.
They fixed the honking. Remember, there were so many complaints. This would happen and every single one of them would be honking.
Because they would honk at each other.
People up at night. So they fixed that part. But
now they just silently rage against each other as they bottleneck trying to get out of this one lot on Fifth Street. It is incredible. But they should drive everywhere. I mean, whatever. They're going to be all over the Bay Area before we know it.
I know.
Every
all right.
city.
Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for hanging out with us. Happy Friday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Got your chance to win some crazy cash, $1,000. That is on standby.
Graham. Yo, it's your boy, nobody says like, hey, Steve. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, bro. Getting that car for K, you know, y'all went in there 20 minutes before they closed. If I was working out, I would have been pissed, but at the same time, maybe not so mad because y'all got the car. Yay, hey, y'all did that. Y'all did that, yo.
It's about time, bruh.
It's about time. You
it
guys
is about
a
time.
Car,
we finally got a new car yesterday, and shout out to my guy Alex at Cadillac Marin because we did show up right before they were supposed to close, and then top-notch customer service there,
yes!
And got us a hell of a deal. So if you're in the market for a new car or a used car like we did, got a used Mustang Mach-E
nice.
From them, check out Cadillac Marin. They're awesome.
Love that.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Renee. Not that anybody asked, but you guys were talking about Easter, and I just wanted to say I ended up getting LaBooBoo dolls for my daughter and her and my niece after you guys talked about it a while back. Anyways, have a happy Easter. Bye.
Oh, real ones or the LaFoufous?
Oh, LaFoufou.
You guys, I'm still waiting on mine. It's literally been like 2 weeks already.
Oh, no, Tara.
It's not coming.
So sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. It is not back. Coming. Before we get to Chidi's tweets, did you guys see that NBA 2K added E40 to the game?
Like, you can...
He's not playing. No, he's not a player, but I guess they want to add, like, celebrities to, you know... Sitting, they want to show celebrities sitting courtside. And so they added E40, and I guess he's sitting there every Warriors game.
That's funny.
That's cool.
But is it on our story, yes. JV Morning Show? At first, I thought it was fake because it doesn't look anything like E40. It does a little bit. Like, I guess if you really look, but they could have made it look more E40-ish. People are calling him E39. You can go check it out on JV Morning Show. It's on our story.
Yeah, that ain't it,
that's
bro.
Not him.
It's like, where's the hat?
I can't figure out who that is.
Yeah, are you sure that's E40?
It's supposed to be.
If you had given me 10 guesses, I don't know that I would have gotten
it.
But that's a cool idea. They should sell that as like an additional revenue stream. Any celebrity or any regular person you want to buy, put your likeness in your
yeah.
season ticket seats, and then you can find yourself in the game, like in the background. I think
that would be a cool idea. All right. Every Friday. Well, not every Friday, but starting now every Friday, because we have Chidi back in once a week on Fridays. Chidi's tweets. You tweet a lot, Chidi, no offense. And then Friday mornings, Graham does a dramatic reading.
Not me getting recognized.
Oh, you guys, we need to hear this.
First things first, though. Are we still saying lit? Because she dropped a lit at the end of that.
Maybe not, but
it's fitting.
All right, that's fine. Talk to us about you getting recognized.
Okay, guys. So I was at the 415 day event that was out at Spark Social here in the city. And I walked in, and
I wasn't invited. Selena, were you invited?
I mean, no.
Oh.
There's very, elite people there, you know.
Got it.
Okay.
So I walked in and this guy said my name and I was like, what the heck? I don't know this person. I was confused. And then he said, Chidi, oh my God, this is so surreal. I listened to JV Show. I was like, oh. And then I took a picture with him. So,
wow.
Oh, yeah. And what was his name?
Michael. Shout out to Michael.
Michael, what's up? Appreciate you for listening to the show.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
How did you feel?
That was a cool experience. I was like, what the heck is going on?
Remember the time you got recognized at the gym when you were swimming?
I was in the pool,
Yeah, and you had those dorky goggles on.
Yep.
Remember, all the other times she gets recognized is at the Costco in Cordelia.
Yeah.
So now you know you've made it when you get recognized like out in the real world.
Yeah, in the city?
Yeah.
Wow.
In the pool. That one's great. Arguing with Leos? OMG, I can't.
I second that. Yes. Oh my God.
Are we in a fight?
No.
Are we arguing?
It's my cousin. He's a Leo. And every time we get into an argument, I just cannot continue fighting with him.
They have to be right about everything.
Yes. Yes. Oh my God. It's like you are a Leo or something, Graham.
I'm glad we're all on the same page.
What were you guys arguing about, Chidi?
I don't even remember. I just kind of tuned out. But it's going to be something so small, he has to be right about it.
I like him. He sounds like a great guy.
No.
You know what? My gut is telling me he probably was right.
No, he wasn't.
Got added to the close friends.
Ah, wait, who?
Yeah,
It was this one guy. We've been friends for a minute, so it was just kind of... interesting that I got added to close friends. It always feels really good when you get added to someone's close friends.
I know. Can more people add me, please? Selena on air. I want to see.
Still waiting for that to happen to me any day now. It's going to be exciting.
It's never happened to you, Graham?
I don't really pay attention.
Oh, yeah. I don't have Graham on my close friends.
Why not?
I do.
Because. You do?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Chidi. I appreciate
all you. Guys
you.
My close friends.
Yeah, she's on mine. I don't know if I have Jess or not.
Oh.
Oh.
I don't have any of you.
Oh. Okay. Oh. Well.
So what is it that you guys are posting that you want to keep from like me or Chidi or you know, your real close friends? Because we are close friends. So what is it you're hiding?
Mm-hmm. Just
please answer.
I don't know. Just any like... I don't know.
Is it ratchetry stuff or
sometimes,
is it like...
Yeah, sometimes it's like, I don't know. Yeah, sometimes it's ratchet stuff that I that your wife wouldn't want you
like
seeing.
Like it's too so heavily it's really, bazoomer. It's
yeah,
like too much
too many
bazoomers.
Bazoomers. Or if I'm like, yeah, out being stupid or if it's like jokes that I can't say out loud because I'll get canceled. But it's,
I'm
a,
your
but,
guy
it's a,
for that.
But it's a funny meme. Like that'll go on my close friends.
But Graham, you won't even see it. You'll miss it.
Graham, what about you? Do you have a close friends?
In real life or
on Instagram?
No, I don't.
Oh, well, we should get one in Otis.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know how to do that.
Let's do one more. Chidi's tweet.
Just paid $10 for a waffle. It was good, but damn. I love Chidi's tweets.
Inflation.
Just talking about waffles. You want to shout out this waffle? It was good.
It was really
pricey
good.
Waffle. Where is it from?
What is the place?
Nirvana Soul.
Yeah, Nirvana Soul. It's like right down the street from
it was a
the station.
A churro waffle.
Yeah, it was
really good. That sounds delicious.
It was really good, but $10, oh my God. My
but
bank account was
I'm
already
surprised
after that.
It's not more expensive than that.
It's just one
like
waffle,
deal.
Though. Like
it was a good size. It was a decent size,
it was
I will
a good,
say.
Yeah.
It's not the size of the waffle. It's what you do with it.
That's
yeah.
true.
For, what'd you do with yours?
Ate it.
Good.
That's what you're supposed to do. Yeah. We're glad to hear that. No funny business going on over here.
Right. Downstairs DJ.
Oh, my God.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Selena, if I may, a couple more birthday shouts. Some people
Let's
have
do
slid
it.
Into my DMs. I want to make sure that I shout them out. I got one that says, hey, Graham, it's been a year since I last slid into your DMs. Well, welcome back. Can we get a birthday shout out for our son, Mason? He turns 18 on the 18th. That's today. We're proud of the young man he's become and so excited for him to head to Orlando, Florida in August to go to college at Full Sail University to study audio production.
Wow.
That is very, very cool. That's right in our wheelhouse. That is happy birthday
happy
from
birthday.
Mom, Dad, Serena, and Hazel. So happy, happy birthday to Mason. Hope you have a great birthday.
Who gives a fuck?
A great point.
One more DM slide here, and this one caught me by surprise. It's from the San Francisco SPCA. They slid in and said, would you consider wishing the SFSPCA a happy birthday? It's their 157th birthday today. Damn, SPCA, you hella old. on April 18th, which is today, the SFSPCA
that's really hard to say.
Is hosting a giving day, and they're going to help build an emergency fund for shelter pets all over
that's
the
awesome.
Bay Area. And during the giving day, all donations are going to be doubled up to $300,000. So do something awesome because they are doing something awesome for all the animals in the Bay Area. So if you can, please donate to them and help them out. But
and
yeah, happy,
happy
birthday. Yeah, but more importantly,
who gives a fuck?
Great point.
Yeah, that's true.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.